Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Today I have Adrian with me.
Hey.
Hey. So, we're talking about like how do you prepare for your appointment? Like whether it's a
Ooh.
massage, a facial, a wax,
A doctor's appointment.
oh, doctor's appointment, that's a good one. I have some of those clients that like have their like outfit for their appointment and I see them in the same outfit every month. And they're like, I swear I have other clothes. This is just like my facial gown, And they come like butt naked under like their muumuu. And they're like, I'm
Oh
ready.
man, I love
I'm
this.
like, this is easy. This is great. I have some people that wear like not parachute pants, but like baggier pants and they just don't wear underwear. And they're like, I'm ready for my wax, and, which I actually prefer them to leave like that
Yeah,
because
those are the best
let it breathe,
pants.
girlfriend. Let it breathe. But have you ever had anybody like ill prepared for their service, or know somebody who has had like where they like you, I think you mentioned you have a massage therapist friend.
Yeah,
So
so my friend who was a massage therapist, and I met her in SD school, she had this one consistent client. She would come in right after her workouts. Like she'd go for a run or come from the gym, be all
oh, nice and
sweaty and
musky.
musky. And then, and
Not the musk.
it was like massage school, so those are like the people you really say much to. It's kind of like, thank you for
Thank
even
you for
coming
letting me
in.
practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Thank you for
yeah.
even coming in.
They were really kind of like over it, but I think she came in one time and like she just had a reek smell. Like she just, not only did she like have her sweatiness, but it seemed like she didn't wipe properly and all of
All
that.
the above.
And then she was like really kind of particular about where she wanted her massages. So
Oh.
yeah,
Was
after.
she like super dirty in her pits, but she's like, work on my upper arms or
Yeah,
something like
type
that?
of
Yeah.
thing. Yeah.
Oh my
But
gosh.
yeah, I guess they kind of caught her with like a stain down there, like a number two stain. And
Oh
after
gosh,
that,
not another poopsident.
yeah, poor thing. But
Did they
yeah,
like refuse service on her after
pretty
that?
much,
Oh,
yeah.
they're like, yeah, you can't come
That was
back.
like crossing the line at that point. And they're like, yes,
They're like, yeah,
finally.
we don't have to massage this lady anymore.
Literally,
Oh man.
her reign is done.
Your reign is done. Literally like the sheet streak lady. I mean, I feel like everyone has a nickname after you leave poo behind. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. That's horrible. I used to work at this place where they told us that purposely they built their spa over by a gym because they figured they could get like the gym members to come over. But what we did primarily at that place were Brazilian waxes. So I'm like, I don't feel like this really ties in. Like we should have been next to a dentist or something. You know
Yes.
what I mean? So we would get people that would go over for their like, workout or whatever. And then it's kind of hard because we would tell them, okay, don't work out for 24 hours after your Brazilian wax. And then they'd be like, yeah, I'm going to yoga after. I'm going to hot yoga after this. And they're like, oh
Literally.
my goodness, like way to make my job harder, right? And then we'd have people come straight over from like cycling class.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. And then we were doing their Brazilian and like the musk is at a level 10 out of 10. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. So that's actually when I used to work there, that's the place where I learned to put a little like essential oil in a face mask and then put your mask on. So it kind of just, you wouldn't smell anything.
Hold on.
But it's a really good trick, like a trick of the trade. So you put a little like dot, like if you do a whole dot of essential oil, then you're burning your like face off. But if you just like rub it a little bit, like kind of shake it in your finger and then rub your
Okay.
finger on your mask and then put your mask on, it's a really good trick. So we like would all be wearing masks like all the time because we would just have musky people left and right. You'd swear that people were like sumo wrestling and then taking off their diaper to wax. Like it's just too
The
much. It's too much. But yeah, coming in musky, not okay. I think that if you come in and it's one thing if you come in with good intention and you're like, hey, like I'm gonna go use the restroom, freshen up really quick, and then I'll be back. Like I understand having a busy day. I think we've all been there. So like grabbing like a couple wipes from the room, run into the restroom, a little hand soap, a little water, kind of like freshen up a little
Yeah, a
bit.
little bird
Yeah, a
bath.
little bird bath before you come in the room. That would, this is advice for you people, that if you have an appointment and you're squeezing it in between all of your other things of the day, including the gym, I would say do a little bird bath in the bathroom, freshen up. It's just respectful. It's the level of respect, right?
Right. And now there's like what, deodorant sprays or something, or body sprays. I don't have one
Yes.
in my bag.
There's like chub rub cream. There's like anything you can
I
think
love
of. They
that name.
probably have it out there, you know? But I mean, most waxing places, I know we do, we keep wipies in the treatment room. So it's like, worst case scenario, you forget to ask to use the restroom, you could still wipe up in the treatment room, you know? And it's the level of musk goes down to like a one or
Right.
two.
And your confidence goes
Manageable.
up when you're
Yes.
waxing and you feel a little bit better, like you're not odorizing
As a
the room.
client,
Yeah, so
yes.
you're more like relaxed and you're not like really thinking about like,
Am I
oh,
stinky?
yeah, does she smell me? Did I not
Yeah.
come in? Like, is there tissue down?
Oh my gosh, I have a tissue story. You just said that and it reminded me. So I had this, I felt like I had like a pimple on my anus. Now I know this is like TMI, but this is a place where we can talk about it. So I asked my husband, I'm like, can you look for me and tell me if it's an ingrown hair or if it's like a pimple, you know? And he's like, spread them, you know? So he's just to paint the picture here, he's sitting on top of the toilet lid and I'm like bent halfway over, like, just take a quick look, you know? Like, that's ultimate teamwork, by the way. Love you. And so I like lean over, I spread the cheeks and I'm like, you know, not looking at anything. My face is in the wall, right? And I hear, and I'm like, did you just freaking take a picture of my butthole? And he's like, you know, like a total dude, like, and he's like, look. And then he shows me the picture, and I have a piece of toilet paper stuck in my butt.
What's growing back
I mean, I did have an ingrown hair ultimately, but I have this like little piece of tissue and I see it in the picture and I'm like, oh my God, like, why wouldn't you tell me I have toilet paper stuck in my butt? And he starts laughing and he's like, I just wanted to show you that's what I see when we do stuff. And I'm like, oh, like, first of all, I need to book myself for an anal bleach like right like tomorrow. I'm like, secondly, I'm gonna be like triple, double, quadruple checking before we do anything intimate anymore because now you've made me super self-conscious. Oh my God, he thought it was so funny. I'm like, delete that, like right now, delete it.
Literally.
Oh my gosh. You know, we've been together like 14 years, so we laugh about it now, but I was like traumatized in the moment. I'm like, oh my God, no.
That is so cute.
Oh my God, not the butthole. Oh my goodness. Yeah, clean your stuff up before you go to your appointment. You don't want the level of musk to be too high. And like Adrian said, it's a confidence thing. Like, you don't want to be laying there like, oh my gosh, what do they smell? What are they looking at? You don't want to be the room that when we crack open the door, everyone walking by is like, oh, what was going on in there? The sauna treatment? Oh my goodness. Have you ever gotten an appointment done where you were like, am I the smelly person?
I don't want to say no and be like overly confident. But there was a point in time where I've worked places where like we were super, like open about waxing each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, who knows how you smell after like 20 Brazilians? Like you've
Right.
been up since 8 a.m. waxing, and then you're
Right.
like, you know what? I need one too.
Yeah, let me jump on the table. I mean, I've done it. I know I've done it here where I'm like, hey, can you wax me real quick before I leave? You know, and I've jumped on tables. So now I'm kind of thinking like, am I the musky girl?
No, I think it takes a lot to be musky down there, though. Like we
It
all have
does.
odors, but like when you're at like a level where like someone can smell you like
Oh
2 to 3 feet away,
away.
like
Oh my gosh.
something's going on, you
Something's
know?
off. Have you ever had somebody with like that yeast infection kind of smell and you don't know how to tell them? Maybe because we're not doctors, so we can't
There
diagnose.
was a time where like I feel like I had a good amount of clients that definitely had a fishy odor. Recently, since I've been here, I've maybe had one or two where I'm like, wow, like I need to hold my breath.
Oh, you're like, I'm going
Yeah, I
in.
need to like
Grab
take
wax, like,
breath. Yeah, grasp the air before I turn back
grasp the
around. Like I've definitely had it. It was a Groupon-er. Sorry for
Oh
the
my
Groupon-er, but
gosh, group
it was. And I was like, you know what? You're probably not gonna come back anyways. Like, it's just like whatever. But yeah, you definitely have to like turn around, get some air, and then come back
Yeah,
in.
suck it in.
But
Hold
yes,
it.
not everyone has a very cutesy odor, but there are some people who actually like have like little vaginal, perfumes or whatever. Like
Really?
they use some sprays
Is
down
that
there.
healthy?
God, no. I
No,
have no
yeah. I mean, if you come in smelling like Bath and Body Works, you're probably like doing something wrong with your pH, you know? Like, I am concerned. Also, too, if you feel the need to spray something like that down there, like, what are you trying to hide from
Right,
me?
I'm like,
You
what
know?
is
Like,
behind
right. I
that?
mean, if I were a dude and I was getting intimate with a lady and I like drawers go down and I smell like butterfly blossoms, whatever, then I'll be like, what are you trying to hide from me? You know? Like, are we gonna like move forward and then it's gonna be like Tales of the Crypt down here? Like, what's
Literally.
happened? Like dead body decomposition.
But yeah, there are some very I don't want to say unrealistic, if that makes sense, but some people have some routines going on, but you definitely at least soap and water, like just basic.
Oh, basic, just, basic cleanliness. Now I've had a couple actually long-term clients where I notice something that I normally don't notice. And I'm like, hey, I'm like, something's off. I'm like, you need to go get checked, you know? And they're like, huh? You're like, what? And I'm like, I'm just telling you, like, this is not normal for you. So I'm letting you know so you can like look into it, you know? And then they come back like the next month, like, oh my gosh, I had like a UTI and I didn't even know. You know, or, and I was like, damn, I got a good sniffer. My sniffer's diagnosing over here. Like, boom. I had this, okay, one of my close friends, she was like one of the first people I tried practicing waxing on while I was in beauty school.
Oh
And it was horrible because the way that they taught us was to do like the whole labia and then the whole labia and like the whole top. And it's just like huge patches, very painful. And it was my friend's like very first time waxing.
boy.
And I got stuck and I couldn't get it off, and she was sweating, and then like I couldn't get a grip on it. So then every time I pulled, it was slipping off and it was just like yanking on her. I totally bruised her. It was horrible. It was a horrible nightmare experience. And she was like, F that, F you, I'm never doing this again, right? And fast forward so many years later, she was getting ready for her wedding and came in to get waxed. And then she's like, oh my gosh, that was nothing. And I'm like, well, yeah, I have like 17 years of experience behind me now. So much improvement from like waxing in school, right? Well, anyway, that's it for Spill the Tea Tuesday. We'll talk about some more school experiences this season. And until next week, bye.